Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us for this special monthly hour on Prayer Surge Now, a national conference call. We call it Jews and Gentiles Together as the One New Man. And before we first hear from Grant Berry with the Romans 9/11 Project, I want to let you know this is a very special season in the ministry of Prayer Surge Now. Our very first conference call started almost 15 years ago. It was August 18th of 2007. I thought it was going to be a one-time prayer call, but Holy Spirit had a different idea, and we've been on Saturday morning ever since. And having Grant and Bob has been a very important part of that journey. So I just want to welcome back Robert Wolf and Grant Berry back to Prayer Surge Now. They were both contributors to Billion Soul Harvest Global Summit, July 12th to the 15th. And I want to just thank both of them for being part of the conference that took place here in Colorado Springs. So let's just pray. And let's just have an incredible Holy Spirit-led hour. So, Father, we want to thank you that we have become the one new man because of the great sacrifice of Yeshua on the cross. And when he rose again, he proved to the nations that he is the Lord himself, sent by our Father in heaven. And thank you, Lord, that because of the finished work on the cross, because of the resurrection power that is in our spiritual veins, that we are the one new man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Grant, let's start with you. How wonderful it was to be together. You know, all these years of knowing you, I think that was only my second time being in person with you. First time was in Denver several years ago, and then Colorado Springs last week. Would you just begin by sharing with us your thoughts about what took place during the Billion Soul Harvest Global Summit here in Colorado Springs?
Amen. Daisup Shabbat Shalom to everyone. Well, first, I just want to comment on you, Daisup, just the amazing job that you did and seeing this entire conference. And you know, what I loved about the conference is this wasn't about any great person, any great ministry, any great leadership, even though there were lots of incredible ministry focuses shared. It was really, really about what the Lord is doing across the nations. And, you know, especially for us in the United States, and especially for us that are carrying this one new man message, so often we're faced with dryness. And, you know, America is in drought. We're under judgment. The Lord's beginning, praise God, to get the church's attention and wake us up. And this is actually going to be a good thing. You know, the heart of mercy comes out of judgment. And we do need to be waken up. Just to hear some of the other testimonies in the nations, and then to be able to be aware of the different ministry focuses and to pray into the movement of the Holy Spirit, and to hear the power of the Holy Spirit, to hear, you know, the testimony of signs and wonders going before the body, you know, which is the way it's supposed to be. You know, I mean, Paul didn't come with wise words. He came with the power and demonstration of the kingdom. And we just pray for more and more of that throughout the entire body. And secondly, I just want to thank you, and I know I'm speaking for Bob as well, as and Jeremy as well, and Mark Tross and the others that were focused on the One New Man. We just want to really thank you, Daisup, for giving us the opportunity and to have a platform to bring forth this message on going deeper into John 17. And I have to say, we had the opportunity to share on Thursday night. And one of the beautiful things about it is that Daisup had invited Papa Phil Ebenhart from Denver to give the Aaronic blessing. He has, you know, he's been spending quite a bit of time with us in the last few years. He's one of the leadership brothers that has really sort of recognized the significance of this message. And so he's taken more time to engage and to connect deeper. And you could see that in, it was just totally demonstrated. And when he got up at the end of the One New Man time to share the Aaronic benediction, oh my word, the whole place just changed. I was watching it on stage. I was watching how the people were beginning to move and bless one another. And there is something special for the body in this hour that is ignited when we come together, Jew and Gentile, when we begin to recognize the significance of this message. And, you know, one of the other things, obviously, is a lot of the ministry is focused on the numbers and the people they're reaching and the people that are gathering for prayer. And all of this is incredible because, listen, we need to reach, if we're gonna reach billions for Messiah, it is about numbers. But the crazy thing about this restoration in God's family is it is this tiny. You know, as I was praying about this morning, Dysop, and thinking how to bring this message, the Lord reminded me of the pearl that was hidden, the great treasure that was hidden, and how that one recognized how significant it was. And then he went to buy the field to own the treasure. And there's this incredible peace that, we are beginning, we're all on a journey on this Israel piece, and I think we're all beginning to recognize that. And we're also beginning to recognize that perhaps we're not as far along the path as we are going to be in the future, because the Lord is bringing us deeper into this reconciliation and restoration. And a lot of leaders are trying to figure out, what do I do with this Israel piece? Oh my God, it's significant, but what do I do with it? This is where I think a significant shift comes, because it's this tiny jewel, it's this tiny piece of treasure that ignites the rest. And the gospel, as we know, is not to the nations and then to the Jew. The gospel of the kingdom is to the Jew first and then to the nations. And so there's this shift coming in this journey to understand and discover this hidden treasure. And I'm just so blessed. You know, Bob and I had the opportunity to meet with Lou Engel. And just in the last year, you know, he has discovered the jewel. He's discovered this piece, and it's shifting him. But he's also recognizing some of his nakedness, some of the new clothing that he needs to put on in this journey. And we had the opportunity to really share the significance and to challenge the body. And that's how the Lord led me on Thursday night, was to really, you know, challenge the body. If we want the fire, we need to reconnect the wire. If we want the harvest in the nations reach, we need to focus more on this restoration and understand the significance of this jewel. And then Bob, and I'm not going to steal his thunder, I'm actually going to just set him up, but Bob was able to share the significance of the heart of the Father and connecting deeper to the heart of the Father. And, you know, Dysop, something wonderful happened. You know, it'd be great to get your take, actually, you know, as Papa Phil brought the Aaronic benediction, but something incredible happened in the spirit. This like family thing, this connecting in as Papa Phil shared.
Well,
Well, about a month ago, I was at Resurrection Anglican Fellowship, where Phil Eberhardt is the lead pastor, Anglican priest, and he ended the Sunday morning worship service with the Aaronic blessing, the modern version of the blessing song in Hebrew. And then that evening, I went to a pastor's gathering in Castle Rock, just south of Denver, where Lou Engle spoke, and he was asked to do the same song, the blessing song in Hebrew. And I thought, wow, we need to bring this. And could you imagine? This is the denomination that was started by a rebellious king by the name of King Henry VIII, where he wanted to be the pope. He didn't want the Pope to tell him that he could not get a divorce. And that's how the Anglican movement started. And God has redeemed it through priests, pastors like Phil Eberhardt. You know, so could you imagine what God would do in redeeming Israel, right? A nation that he formed. And so I'm so motivated by Zechariah 8, verses 22 and 23, because or else we would not having this particular hour. This is what it says in Zechariah 8, 22 to 23. And many peoples and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and to entreat him. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In those days, 10 people from all languages and nations will take firm hold of one Jew by the hem of his robe and say, take us with you because we have heard that God is with you. And this prophecy will be fulfilled before Yeshua returns. Amen?
Amen.
Where billions of people, when they find out that that Yeshua did die on the cross in Jerusalem, he did rise again from Jerusalem, he did ascend back to heaven from Jerusalem or just outside of Jerusalem, and that he'll come back to Jerusalem, that all the nations and billions of people would say, I want to be in Jerusalem, and I want to look for Jewish men and women because they are rediscovering their Messiah, Yeshua, and I want to know this God myself. So I'm going to ask two of the participants who were with us last week in Colorado Springs, Karen Smedley and Sue Landry, if you just make sure you're unmuted. Yeah. Would each of you just take a minute each and pray for salvation of the Jewish people? Because we need to see vast majority of Jews in Israel, here in America, and scattered all around the world, come to know Yeshua this would trigger billions of people coming to the kingdom, and then we will see the return of our King. So Karen and Sue, just take a minute each to pray into this, and we're going to hear more from Bob. More from Grant.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, today. We thank you, Lord, today that your arm is not too short. Lord, that your power is not diminished. Lord, that you are able, Lord, to bring all of your family in more together. God, I thank you, Lord, that the gospel is being preached and will be preached, and that, Lord, the light of Jesus, Lord, that we all need, Lord, that every one of us are saved by, Lord, we need that glorious light of Jesus Christ, a revelation of him as our Messiah. And I thank you, Lord, that he has atoned for our sisters and brothers and for us. And I thank you, Lord, that he is bringing that revelation of that sacrifice, of the sacrificial lamb. He's bringing, Lord, the revelation that he stood in the place as the kinsman redeemer, that he stood on the auction block in their place, our place, that he stood on the auction block, and, Lord, he took our penalty, and he took our place that we could go free, that our brothers and sisters could go free. So I thank you today, Lord, that you are bringing in our Jewish brothers and sisters all over the world, in every nation. We thank you, Lord, that you're gathering them, Lord, and that they will be safe, and that we will be one family together, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sue Landry, are you connected?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. Take a minute and pray into this, please.
Thank you, Father. We just agree together, and there's power and anointing when there's agreement prayer, two or three even. So we just speak Romans 11:26-27, and in this way all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the liberator will come from Zion. He will turn away godlessness from Jacob, and this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins. And it's quoting Jeremiah 31:31. So, Father, we just agree with your word. We just agree with your word, God, that there's a season and a time coming where there's a greater turning away from godlessness for Jacob, and that the covenant keeping God is going to come and take away the sins. Father, we just lift up Jews in America, in Israel, and around the world, God, that there'd be that aha moment to be able to see, recognize Messiah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Grant, would you pray into Zechariah 8:22-23? You know, we talk about replacement theology, but there has been a revisionist policy going on in the Bible. How could any believer read that passage and think that the Gentiles have replaced the Jewish people? I mean, this is, I believe it's literal. I believe it's literal. I mean, in terms of 10 grabbing a hold of one man's garment, that could be figurative. All the nations could be figurative. But in terms of massive number of people discovering that our Jewish Messiah is the one and only true King of the universe, and people saying, I got to go to Jerusalem to hear the story of Yeshua through the Jewish people. That is, you cannot, there's no other way to interpret that than what it really says. So would you just pray, even for us, that we would read the Bible through the Bible. A lot of times we complain that the Supreme Court is interpreting the U.S. Constitution through other constitutions. I think a lot of us are doing that in the United States. We're interpreting the scripture through our culture or through our theological slant rather than what the Bible is saying. Would you just pray for freedom in the body of Yeshua right now?
Amen. And can I just add one thought to that, Jonathan?
Sure, sure.
Amen. If we want the Jews reached, the church has to awaken. And there needs to be a shift, especially in the leadership, to recognize this pearl, this hidden piece, because it must now come alongside the focus on the harvest, because it's the power source. And yes, we have to pray for Israel, and we have to pray for their salvation, but if the church is the salvific agent to release the mercy back to Israel, which includes both Jewish and Gentile believers, then we must begin to shift to awaken the church and understand the need for the leadership to begin to recognize this pearl, but also to take hold of it, because it's not just about putting the Israel piece alongside other ministry focuses. It is at the very heart of this outpouring of the power that the Lord wants to send. And that's why we call it a golden key that opens the door and puts us on this pathway. So there's a lot more for us just to recognize the lifting of residual influences like replacement theology, but also for the senior leadership in the body to recognize how we need to treat this pearl and how we can begin to put it alongside. And most probably, I think Bob is most probably going to expound on that himself, because we've discussed this quite a bit when we were together last week. So Father, we just come before you Lord, and we know this prophecy, Lord, that 10 from the nations will lay hold of one Jew that has this knowledge and this revelation. And it's beginning. It's beginning. And help us in the church to begin to recognize this significance, because even though it brings about, it has huge consequences. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny little thing, and it's so easy for it to be overlooked. Yet it has such significance in the way that we embrace it and begin to put it alongside the focus of the harvest to the nations. And Lord, that piece is still missing. So we ask you to begin to awaken leadership into the significance of this piece. And Father, we pray for the church. We pray your mercy. We know the windows of mercy are open now for your body to move into this reconciliation without condemnation. And we ask, oh God, that you would bring us and take us deeper into this journey of John 17, love and unity, as you begin to restore your family. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that prayer, Grant. Let's just hear from you for the next 5 more minutes. Let's pray into that, and then let's hear from Bob.
Hallelujah.
So, Grant, is there anything else you want to bring to the table for the next 5 minutes?
Would it be okay to invite some of the intercessors on the call with us to specifically to pray into that and to pray for the leadership in the body to begin to take hold of this pearl?
Yes, that would be wonderful. And, you know, let's include the vast majority of Christian leaders who have been trained in replacement theology. Let's lovingly pray for them, that their eyes would open to the reality of the scriptures. Let's also pray for those who already have walked away from replacement theology, and yet they're just sitting around waiting for scriptures like Zechariah 8:22-23 to happen all by itself. I mean, we need to be active in God's kingdom. We need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We need to be evangelizing and leading Jews to Jesus Christ in our own backyard. And we're not going to wait until this scripture is fulfilled, because meanwhile, we need to share the gospel with the nations, right? So if we're not doing that, we may delay. We may actually, our inactivity may delay scriptures like Zechariah 8:22-23 to become a reality. So let's pray for the leadership in Yeshua's body, no matter where they are in the Lord. And so please make sure you're unmuted, share your name and where you're calling from, and just go right into a 1-minute prayer. We don't need you to talk. We just need you to pray. So let's do that for the next 5 to 10 minutes.
This is Linda in California. Heavenly Father, our brother had just mentioned to restore unity in spirit, and we know, and to restore unity, Abba, we need to have our souls restored. We have become so divisive, and we have been so separated, anything but unity, and you are grieving, Abba. And so we lift up a prayer to that we commit to raise the standard, your standard of righteousness and truth, even in the face of opposition and different thinking, Abba. It's thinking, but thinking, belief, it's your belief. We believe in you, in unity, and for speaking the truth in love while preserving the bond of peace, in as much as it begins in and depends on each of us, Abba, according to your word, according to your plan, according to your perfect, perfect timing. We just praise you for unity in spirit, and we praise you that there is only one Jesus, only one way to be united, and that is in Jesus Christ, our precious Messiah. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. This is Cheryl in Colorado, and I just rejoice and second my sister's prayer, and I rejoice over what you shared, that I just thank you, Father, of the word of Lou Engle and what you're doing in his heart, and I just see that you followed the stream that our One New Man brothers are in, which is all of what we all want to be in, with following through his contact with Dean Bai of Return Ministries, who's now in Kansas City, and Tommy Waller from Israel, who's been in Kansas City, and these two mighty streams are connecting, and they had so much time with Lou Engle, and we praise you for what influence Lou has, and that his whole stream will be making a mighty roar as all these different sides of the elephant that we kind of examine blindly, we step back and see your picture and how we praise you for that in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
This is Susan in Connecticut. Father, I lift up all the Gentile leaders of the body to you, Lord, and I ask that they would have similar awakenings that Lou Engle had, Lord, that you would cause them to see the truth of your word, Lord, the truth of your scriptures that say first to the Jew and then to the Gentile, and that they would realize that when they look at the family tree of Yeshua, that the Jewish side of the family is missing, that there, if we had the bridal banquet today, Lord, that all the Jewish tables or many of them would be empty, and that they would awaken to the need to reach out to their Jewish brothers and sisters, not only the unsaved, Lord, but the saved, and that the church itself would reach out to the messianic body so that they could join together as one to reach the Jewish people. And I just thank you, Lord, that even now you are shaking your leaders awake. You are uncovering their eyes. You are unplugging their ears to the truth of the need to reach out to the Jewish people because, Lord, they are the apple of your eye. They are the ones that you chose to bring this gospel forth in the first place, Lord, and they have been neglected. And the Father is crying over his people right now because he wants them to come back to him. And so, Father, I just ask that you would awaken the leaders of the church to see the truth and to shift, to make a shift in their thinking, to make a shift in what they're doing, Lord, so that our body can come together as one, Jew and Gentile believers, and that so that we can reach the Jewish people. As they're meant to be reached at this time. I just believe this is the time now that we need to reach the Jewish people, that they are hungering for the Father. They are hungering for connection with Abba. And I just ask, Lord, that you would cause the leaders in the church today to begin to reach out and cause them to find their Father, to find Adonai, to find the one that they love in their heart but do not know yet. And I thank you for that in Yeshua's name.
Amen. One or two others.
This is Janet in Florida. Father, I'm reminded of that song, Waymaker. Lord, you are the Waymaker, and you have been busy behind the scenes. This is one of those verses saying, thank you, Lord. We may not see or feel you working, but you're working all the time. All the time you are working. And you have been working through those on the line who are leading the pack. And at the same time, there are many behind the scenes who are working by the power of the Holy Spirit in order to bring Gentile and Jew together as one in the risen Christ. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for how you are working, even though we don't see it, you never stop working. And Lord, when things begin to show that you've been working, lots of people are going to cry.
But we don't have to be surprised because we know you're bringing Jew and Gentile together in our Lord Jesus Christ to the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And this is Dice Up in Colorado Springs. Father, we ask for renewal of our minds and the reformation in the body of Yeshua, that you would revive us, O Lord, through us walking away from revisionism of the Scripture and nullifying the replacement theology, Father. Lord, we ask that the leadership of the body of Christ would interpret the Scripture through the Scripture, not through any other source, Lord, and that we would see the richness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that Jesus, you came to the Jew first. Even Apostle Paul was originally sent to the Jews, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you would give us this passion and hunger and desperate desire to befriend our Jewish neighbors and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only through our words, but also through demonstration of power and grace. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've been having a wonderful conversation with Grant Berry, producer and director of the Romans 9/11 Project. Now let's hear from Bob Wolf. Thank you, Bob, for joining us and awakening the one new man. I mean, you've been passionate about that for a very long time, and that's what we hope to do together on these monthly hour together. What's on your heart, Bob? I know last week you had a chance to share a little bit about what took place at the Billion Soul Harvest. If you want to start there, that's fine. But whatever the Lord has for you this morning, release it to us, because we are the one new man in Yeshua.
Well, I've been listening carefully. Appreciate the way Grant has that perspective from heaven on things, and some of the prayers here from the different folks. You know, Grant and I often have the opportunity to speak on this One New Man Hour that I realize that I think it's my heart's desire, my goal, that I would stimulate that intercessory prayer, because I'm believing that that is the Father's heart. And it has always been the Father's heart that all of us would bring a word, that all of us would bring something to the table. And so I also appreciate Grant that he said, well, let's hear from the intercessors. And so I don't want to pray or talk that long today. I want more people to contribute, because I really feel that that's how the unity is demonstrated and fulfilled. And the word that I brought at the Billion Soul Harvest, and what we were bringing at One Together that came out of Kingdom Calling, very simply was that the Lord is reminding us that when Yeshua says that I am the way, the truth, and the life, the first thing that he says after that is, no one comes to the Father except through me. And that what Yeshua is, his heart's desire, what the Ruach is leading us to, is back to Daddy, back to Abba Father, because it is in that restored relationship with our Heavenly Father that we not only are reminded of the ultimate purpose of our life and our being, but it also allows us to feel like we are genuinely in family, and therefore can do the unity, can be the one new man that he's called us to be, that we cannot achieve without Daddy, because fathers lead and unite families, and fathers lead and unite nations. And that's the only way that genuine unity can be established. And so I want to encourage people to pray into that unity this morning, because that is the only way that we are going to truly be unified and carry this thing through. And that's what empowers us to come against the plans of the enemy. The enemy is very unified, but he does it through fear. In the kingdom, we are unified through love. And that love is established and reestablished and reconnected even when we fall away, because of God's grace, and that we are restored and delivered from our sin and our trespasses. So my desire is that we would hear from the intercessors.
Bob, would you begin that prayer? And would you lead us in prayer for physical fathers, those of us who know Yeshua, who are fathers to our own children? Would you also pray for spiritual fathers? We're talking about Catholic priests. We're talking about Protestant pastors. We're talking about Messianic rabbis, Jewish rabbis, ministry leaders that are men. Prayer Surge Now is a great example where it's majority women. Often speakers are men, but intercessors are women. And we need to see a mighty men's movement, father's movement. Not that women are left out. Women are doing their job, by and large, but the men are asleep. Would you pray for an awakening of the one new man, the masculine man, right now? Go ahead.
Yeah. And I pray for the women to lead us in it. It's how Yeshua did it when he died. It was very clear when he came back that he came back and talked to Mary. He didn't come back first and talk to the disciples. He didn't come into the upper room. He appeared in the garden. And for all of the role that a man plays, none of this happens unless the mother, the wife, the woman, the sister, the daughter is there to say, there he is. There's the Messiah. I see him. And so many of the men need to have their attention drawn to the Father by a woman who confirms who the Lord is. And we don't see it without the women. So the role has to be balanced for this thing to work. And that's part of how the unity is established as well. So I pray, Father God, bring your Spirit, Lord, bring your Holy Spirit, bring the presence of the Lord, bring the fulfillment of the one who you sent, all who point us back to you, Lord. Let there be the spiritual father that you are. Let there be the role of the father here that's been reestablished, that so many in the world are trying to tear down, thinking that somehow they're going to do unity through diversity without any understanding of alignment or balance. And therefore, those plans cannot possibly work because they're not built upon you, because you are the foundation and the cornerstone of all life. And you do it through family. And families cannot happen without a mother who understands who the Lord is and who not only lifts her husband, Father God, but in many ways leads the family by demonstrating what love is and how love is walked out, because you are love. And so, Father, I now call for the saints to lift you up and to bring us into your presence, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
And Father, I want to thank you for the many spiritual mothers and biological mothers and grandmothers who are on this call right now, Father. And as we listen to their prayers, Lord, I pray that men, Christian men, Messianic men everywhere, Lord, would receive the Father's blessing. So I'm going to ask the following sisters, if you're able to, would you lead us in a one-minute prayer for fathers and grandfathers, as well as spiritual fathers in Yeshua right now. Nell in Alabama, Elizabeth in Texas, Valerie in California, and Becky also, I think she's in California. Would you, any one of you, feel free to unmute your line and take a minute and just launch that prayer to the throne of grace.
This is Nell in Alabama. And Father, I thank you so much that you are the example of the father and the grandfather of all of your physical body on the earth. And Lord, I pray that you would touch the hearts of the fathers and the grandfathers and let them know that it is your will for unity in the body with Jew, Gentile, and Lord, that we be united in you in the love of the Holy Spirit, and we will always give you the praise and glory and honor for it in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
This is Valerie in California. Lord, raise up the spiritual fathers, God, grandfathers. I know it's so important. As my son just lost his father, my husband. And Lord, you're the father to the fatherless, but I'm so thankful for the fathers that have surrounded my son right now to help him, Lord. Lord, raise up the fathers, God, to help protect and speak identity, to help nurture, to guide, Lord, in the way that fathers do. Thank you, Lord. For the fathers, we bless that it comes from your heart, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for our fathers. Raise them up even more in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This is Elizabeth in Houston. We just give thanks for our parents and grandparents for the things that they have given to us, the spiritual blessings, and we ask you to, Lord, to continue bringing those spiritual blessings through all of those parents and grandparents who are alive today.
Thank you, Lord. Any other ladies want to pray for fathers and grandfathers and spiritual fathers?
This is Rita in Colorado. Father, you deeply remind me of my son-in-law who has just become a new father, Lord. And he has been surrounded by a family that doesn't believe in you. And yet I see the stirring in his heart, Lord God. And so I pray for him as a symbol to his generation, Lord, the generation of the 30s and 40s, Lord, where men, true men, are becoming natural fathers, but God, let their hearts stir, let them wonder and seek in awe what it means to be a true father, Lord. I pray for that across our land, Lord God. My son, who is a Christian, but yet, Lord, his heart needs to be stirred in a new way. There are so many, Father, in your church who have been pushed down and embarrassed because of this culture thing that is happening across our land. God, I ask you to awaken the true men in the church, Lord God. Awaken them and cause a hunger, a deep hunger in their hearts, Lord, that they would know you and know the hope of your calling to them, that they would know the height and the depth of your love for them, and that each one you set apart before time began, Lord, for such a day as this, for this purpose, Father, to be fathers and to lead their children to understand the Heavenly Father, Lord God. And I pray for the grandfathers, Lord. I pray for an awakening in their hearts that they would recognize the responsibility that they have, that age is no limit, and that they are to lead in your body, Lord, lead in your church, and lead across this land to the stranger, Lord, and teach them what it means to be a true man and a true father, a spiritual father as well, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Grant, would you pray for the ladies that are on this prayer call and those who will be listening to the recording? Would you pray what's in your heart for the women, old and young, who are so in love with Yeshua and searching for, perhaps many of them are walking in the destiny that God has given them, but others are seeking. What is that destiny? Yeshua, I want to follow you. Would you pray a blessing over our sisters?
Father, we thank you. Where would we be even now without those that you have stirred, the watchman on the wall, And we pray a blessing upon our intercessory mothers, daughters, sisters. We just thank you for them, and that, Lord, help them to be long-suffering for us men. Lord, whatever it is that is preventing us from connecting more and more, and I'm not just so much talking about the prayer leadership, but men in the church generally, we know there are issues. Lord, we're very success-driven, focused, and Lord, whatever the issues are, make them known to us more, Father, so we can begin to tear those walls down. Lord, even as you showed me that image of a military rank, and it was surrounded by women, but at the front, the men were missing. And we just ask you now to fill that place, but also to just to give blessing and strength. And we lift up the arms of the watchmen that are on the wall, that you would inspire them, speak to them, connect with them, love them, Father, in Yeshua's name.
Amen, amen. And Bob, would you pray for that? We've been praying for the Jews and Gentiles together as the one new man, but we need to also pray for men and women as the one new person. We need to pray for the division that the enemy has erected between the different races and different doctrines and theology. Would you just pray for that oneness, that great unity in the body of Christ?
Yeah, it's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither male nor female, neither slave nor free, that our identity at the moment of salvation shifts from whatever our ethnicity is, whatever our gender is, whatever our misunderstandings are about those things. All those things are consumed in the fire and in the glory and in the relationship that God gives us, because we are now identified as his child. And he sees us in the same light that he sees his son. We had a one new man intersection call here on Thursday, and the Lord was bringing to me that we are raised up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All it says is together. It says it three different times. And it's very clear that what the Lord is saying is that we're not just together because we're with him, but when he says we're together, we are literally together. There is not a separate identity that we carry when we're seated at the throne. There we are all looking at the same Father. We're all looking at the same relationship that we have with the Lord, the same relationship that we have with the Spirit. Ephesians 2, when it gets to through 2 verse 18, it says, all by one Spirit are coming to the Father. And that, Father, is our heart's desire, that we not only would be with you, but that we would all be joined without any division. 1 Corinthians 1:10, let there be no divisions among you, Father, and that we would be truly unified, and that we would be in the crucible and melted down and the dross removed, so that we become one body, unified, submitted to you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Right now, I just feel a burden for us to pray for you, Bob, and for you, Grant, as individuals, in your marriages, in your partnership together in God's kingdom. You know, God is opening more and more doors for you, and the more doors that God opens, you become a greater threat to the kingdom of darkness. We need to pray a covering, blessing, protection over you. But we just want to pray for you because we love you. You are our brothers in Yeshua. So let's have those of us who are on the prayer call right now, 30 seconds to a minute, whatever the Lord releases you, maybe a scripture, maybe a word, maybe a prayer. Let's have several of us minister to Grant and Bob right now. So make sure you're unmuted before you do that, okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Valerie in California, if you would just release like a one-minute version of the blessing song over our brothers right now and just let the Holy Spirit minister to them. So, Valerie, if you're on the call, would you do that?
Sure. Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
This is Kathy from California. Father, I lift up these two men unto you, that their ministries would be covered by your mighty hand. Lord God, that you would visit them in the night season, that you would speak to them, they would have a clear word of direction in the hour of test and trial, that you would strengthen them from your mighty hand. Lord, make them an influence in your kingdom, Father, for your purposes, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord God, that the fire of your Holy Spirit would be lit in their hearts afresh and anew. And Lord God, that they would see in the Spirit and they would walk in the Spirit as never before. And the finances that they need, God, that you would release those blessings unto them, Lord, that they be fully equipped in every way, Father. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus for encouragement from heaven for them. Lord God, hallelujah. Fill in the areas of weakness and give them your strength, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name and we declare victory. For you have given us the victory, Lord. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This is Linda in California. Heavenly Father, I just see the cloud of witnesses, and again, for such a time as this, for both of these godly men, just as Jesus prayed before he left us, that protect them, protect us all, and protect them and their families from the evil one, dear Father. And we just praise you for the cloud of witnesses that their heritage, praise you for their heritage, praise you for their lineage, praise you for who they descended from. We just praise you, Abba, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is Amy in California. Father, we agree with these prayers. We thank you so much for our precious brothers, Bob and Grant, their wives, their families. And Lord, we thank you for such a time as this, that they are in the earth with this special assignment, great grace upon their life. And we pray angelic protection around them, that you would go before and come behind them, be on their right and on their left. No weapon formed against them may prosper. As we just pray the blood of Jesus over them, we thank you that as you're expanding the reach of what you've given them to steward, Lord, thank you for calling intercessors to pray for them. We thank you that each of them would have precious watchmen on the wall that you have specifically called to pray for them and for this assignment. And we just thank you, Lord, for your grace over this message. We thank you for the gifts that they are. And we just say yes to what they are ministering from your heart, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, I want to thank you that you revealed yourself to Bob and Grant when the enemy did everything possible to keep them away from the gospel of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord, that more and more Jews are embracing the proclamation and demonstration of the gospel. Lord, I pray that you would use them to speak to the body of Christ made of Jews and Gentiles, that you would use them to remind us that we are the one new man, not because of anything we have done, but because of the finished work on the cross. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a privilege it is whenever we have these monthly opportunities to hear from you through your servants, Lord, Grant and Bob. In Yeshua's name, amen. Before I ask Bob to close us out with the Aaronic blessing in both Hebrew and English, Grant, any closing thoughts for this hour?
Just a beautiful time in the spirit, just stirring and awakening and moving, and just want to encourage us just to stay with it, to keep the focus, to awaken the church within our prayer focus for Israel. In Yeshua's name.
Amen. Amen. I think either Stephen or Barbara in Oregon might have a prayer. Do you have a brief prayer, Stephen or Barbara?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is this Barbara?
Yes, it is Barbara.
Yes. Would you pray
within
your heart?
I'm still hobbling around with my Parkinson's. I'm 86 now. We've been with you from the beginning, you know, Dice Up. Well, what Stephen and I like to do is we like to support Jews for Jesus. We've gone out with them, proclaimed the gospel in a lot of different places in Africa, in Israel. And we do pray for the Jews, since Stephen is a Jew through his mother, the tribe of Levi. And he's anointed. He has all those gifts from the tribe of Levi, the Jewish people have. And I do pray for salvation for the Jews, though in he being in his family of Jews, the ones that deny, they don't want to ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. And some,
well, would you also lift up a prayer for Grant and Bob, because they have the calling for encouraging the body of Christ to not only the one new man, but also to reach Jews for Jesus. So would you just take a minute and pray a blessing over Grant and Bob right now?
Grant and Bob, in the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim God's blessing, anointing, to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to all people in the world, Jews and Gentiles. Thank you for salvation, God. Thank you, Father, that you died, your son Jesus died on the cross for us, Jews and Gentiles.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And Bob, would you also pray for the one new man marriage, like Stephen and Barbara, like you and Wendy and Grant and Hallie? There are many, many of us in the kingdom of Yeshua who are experiencing the blessing of the one new man marriage between a Jew and a Gentile. And then would you also mm-hmm. close us out in the Aaronic blessing in both Hebrew and English?
Absolutely. And I even feel that the Lord is calling me just to do this through Ephesians 4. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Father God, I pray for couples, especially couples where you have a Jew and a Gentile together, It's a very unique blend, Lord. And I pray that that harmony, the unity that you've called us to by your Spirit, mm-hmm. Father, would now descend upon those couples that are Jew and Gentile together. And that you would also touch the hearts of people for the one new man, regardless of whether they are Jew and Gentile together. Maybe they're both Jews and both Gentiles, but that it is in the unity that comes underneath you and under your covering, in all and through all and above all, Father, in Yeshua's name. Yimareka kadanoi the Ishmareka. Yeah, Adonai Panavelecha, Vekunecha. Say Adonai Panavelecha. They are Semlecha Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, to be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you as he grants you his shalom.